Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice, and this podcast is an early release this week. I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. And I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. You're getting this episode early because Tuesday, the 26th of October, is a special day. It's the Intersex Day of Awareness. Chef Pact, Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT, and A Gender Agenda have both put together a resource to fill a gap in information and guidance about the needs and experiences of intersex people. And this resource has been put together for use in schools and other educational settings. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about this resource so that if you need to know more, you know where to find it. Intersex peer workers have developed and reviewed this resource. And as I said, it's a collaboration between A Gender Agenda and Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT, which I'll call Chef Pact. These are two ACT community health organisations. So you know what, I'm going to be really cheeky and I'm actually not going to tell you very much about what's in this resource because I would really like you to have a look at it for yourself. It's going to be super, super useful. Now, before I talk a bit more about the resource, including intersex, I want to tell you that there are more resources on the Chef Pact website and also on the Agenda website. But if you want to go to Chef Pact, you can look at videos with titles like Let's Talk About Intersex, What is Intersex, and Giving Australians Born Intersex More Control Over Their Bodies. These things are really important. And as I said, you can get more information from Chef Pact and from Agenda Agenda. Now let's talk about this resource. It's designed for schools and other educational institutions to make sure that staff are better informed about intersex topics and relevant content. One of the key things that prompted this to happen was that there are actually a pretty high number of intersex people in our community. It's been estimated that intersex people account for up to 1.7% of the population, and Chef Pact's blurb about including intersex says that this means there's roughly one intersex student in every 2 to 3 classrooms. So what does that mean for all of us? It means we know intersex people. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, I've never heard the word intersex before, what does that mean? Well, this is one thing I will tell you about the guide. There's some really handy language in there. So let's have a look at it. So what does intersex mean? Well, and I'm going to quote from the brochure, including intersex. Intersex is a broad term used to describe people who are born with biological sex characteristics that do not fit the current medical and social stereotypes around female or male bodies. Biological sex characteristics include a person's hormone profile, sex chromosomes, gonads, genitalia, and secondary sex characteristics, for example, facial hair and breast development. The term intersex covers more than 40 known variations, which have always been a normal part of the natural diversity of human biology. People with an intersex variation may have varying levels of awareness or knowledge of their intersex status. Some intersex variations are identified at birth, some during puberty, and some at later stages of life. Some people with intersex variations remain entirely unaware that they are intersex throughout their lives. And I'll stop there. There is a little bit more that the brochure goes on to say. What I will say is that if you're going to read this brochure, I think a content warning for you is important. It's also included in the brochure itself. There will be things in the brochure about medical treatment without consent, and the withholding of medical information from people. And that's certainly going to be upsetting to read about. So basically, you know roughly what the word intersex means. And I hope that you're interested in knowing more about how to better include intersex people. The fact that you probably didn't even know what the word meant is a pretty stark example of how we all need to do better. So the sorts of things that the resource will go through, and I hope you'll have a look at it for yourself. It talks about the scope and limitations, you know, what it's actually trying to do, what it's not trying to do. There's a foreword by Cody Smith, who is an intersex activist and educator. There's a how-to guide, how to actually use it, a lot of introductory words and background information. Then they talk about how it can be used in a school context, barriers and other issues that intersex people face, and trying to come up with ways to get around those and make things a lot better. Also tips on creating inclusive learning environments, and it goes quite in depth about that. And there are a lot of appendices, so talking about what's age and stage appropriate content for students, and some guidelines for teaching intersex issues, and also the Darlington Statement, which I think I've talked about in earlier episodes of this podcast, which is a statement by intersex people setting out things that are very important to them. Sorry, there's a cat boofing something in the background, such as ensuring that intersex people don't receive medical treatment without their consent. So a lot of really useful things are covered in this guide because, as I said, we are almost certain to know people who are intersex people or people with intersex variations. It'll depend on how the person would like you to describe them. As I said, we know people who have this variation, and we need to make sure that when we're talking about intersex people, we're not saying things that are biased, prejudiced, things that objectify people who are actually probably in our friendship group, in our acquaintance group, or in our families. Just because we don't know what their status is doesn't mean that they don't have an important stake in this. And so I think it's always really important to be mindful of what we're saying and to make sure that we don't talk about intersex people in ways that dehumanize them, because they're normal people with some interesting variations that they may be well aware of or may not even know about themselves. A lot of people compare the number of folks with intersex variations to the number of redheads in society. We all know at least a few redheads, so we definitely all know at least a few people with intersex variations. It's really important to make sure that we start to realize, that everyone starts to realize, that intersex variations are normal and just part of the normal diversity of physical characteristics that human beings have. So I'm pretty sure that you also want to be a decent human and get to know more about this. So let me tell you where to find this document again. While I will definitely put the link in the notes about this show, you can find this excellent document on the Chef Pact website. Now, Chef Pact can be found shfpact.org.au, but to really get to this resource quickly, I would suggest that you Google Chef Pact, shfpact, and including intersex. Very likely you'll also find it if you Google agenda and including intersex. But however you get to this document, please do yourself a favor and have a read of it. It will be really educational, but more important than your education, it'll help you become a better ally and a better human. So please give it a red hot go. As I said, this episode's been released early because Tuesday, the 26th of October, is a very special day. Thanks so much for joining me on this special Intersex Day of Awareness podcast episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. We've had some very much not lawyerly episodes recently because some really important days in the social calendar have been cropping up. We had Pronouns Day, and now we have the International Day of Intersex Awareness, and I can't think of a better way to use the voice that I have here to let you know about things that really affect other people. They might not affect you, but they might be things that you want to do better with and know more about. So thank you again for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I extra appreciate you going and having a look at that wonderful resource. Thank you again.